For Saturday Night Theatre.
Oh, Sir Jasper, do not touch me. Oh, Sir Jasper, do not touch me. Oh, Sir Jasper, do not touch me.
As she lay between the lily-white sheets with nothing on at all.
Under Wraps, a play for radio by Chris Allen, with Clive Francis, Francis Jeter, and John Moffat. Under Wraps.
Morning, Alex.
Morning, Ollie. You look rough.
Feel rough.
You were giving it some stick Saturday night in the tennis club.
I was on the ale all day Sunday.
Lost weekend.
I'll say.
Why the knapsack?
My secret. Going to make my fortune.
Not while you're working for the Institute, you won't.
Well, we'll see. Oh, blimey, look at that.
You're soaked.
You great moron! Get off the road!
You know who that was, do you?
Well, no idea.
Our esteemed director.
Typical. I'll kill him when I see him.
Do us all a favour.
What do you think, Thomas?
Well, it looks okay on the plate.
It does, doesn't it?
Better than when it first comes out of the soil. Never the most visually appealing vegetable. Knobbly great tubers.
Have a bite.
Thanks, boss. I know what it tastes like.
Only what we grew in the lab. This is straight out of my garden. The first naturally grown salsalera in the world.
First what?
Salsalera. Latin word for spicy vegetable. Oh. Well, not actually a Latin word. I made it up last night from one of my old school books.
Salsalera. I've already had breakfast. Still. Yeah. Not bad.
It's worked, isn't it?
Well, not dropped dead yet.
Yeah, it's got that tang to it, right? That, I mean, what I've been after, that touch of spice.
Oh, yeah. Mind you, I shall stick to cornflakes first thing.
Ollie, This vegetable of yours, should I make a sauce to go with it?
Absolutely not. I've told you, Claire, all it needs is steaming for about 15 minutes just before we eat.
There's no need to snap. I am doing this evening for you.
I'm sorry, but I have explained.
For you and your precious director?
Daniels is not my precious anything.
Do I look nice?
Oh, yes. Well, you always do.
You never say.
New dress?
I borrowed it from the shop. 215 quid, and that's cost.
Really? There's not much to it.
Men! I'm nearly ready. I've only got the melon to slice.
Darling, there is one other thing we need to sort out.
What's that?
You, basically.
Me?
Yes. How do I introduce you? This is Claire. She is my... Well, my what?
Does it matter?
Well, to people like Daniels, yes, it does. His wife was a magistrate. They're the establishment. They won't like me living in sin with a married woman, not openly. He might be an academic charlatan, but I do need him.
What do you want me to do? Hide under the bed?
Now, I just thought maybe if you agree, I could perhaps not too unreasonably introduce you as my fiancé. Then no questions would be asked.
Oh, great!
I'm sorry, darling, it's just awkward. If only you'd start getting a divorce, we wouldn't have this problem.
Not now.
It has been 2 years.
Let's not go into all that.
Look, you can't
that.
Stay married to him and living with me forever.
Leave it.
Emotionally, you're exploiting us both.
If you don't drop this, I'll go out there and tip the goulash all over the hall carpet.
All right, I'm sorry.
You don't sound it.
Oh, my God, they're here. Look, I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter now. Call me what you want. I don't care.
All right. I must let them in. Thank you. I love you.
Love you too.
Look, I'm sorry. You know me. No finesse. Drop of ale, game of squash.
Let them in!
This is an excellent meal, Claire. And as my dear father used to say, this wine is of the finest quality. Plentiful.
That's very kind.
Everything all right for you, Director?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoying it.
I love dining out. I do wish Tony would get more of a social life going at the Institute. 6 months and I've still not met the wives.
Well, most people like to go their own way.
Basically, we're a pretty dull bunch.
Lovely music. Beethoven, I presume.
Possibly. On the sleeve it says Mozart. but I've got cloth ears.
Don't suppose you've got any Guy Mitchell?
No, youngsters don't remember Guy Mitchell, Dorothy.
Of course they do.
Actually, I have heard some of his...
There things. You are. She wears red feathers and a hooly-hooly has reverberated down the ages. God, I'd love to be 18 again.
Clara, I've been wondering, this delightful orange-coloured... I thought I was going to be eating some form of pumpkin, but no.
Oh, that's more Oliver's line.
I'm just not familiar with it. But, the tang. From some kind of ethnic shop, is it?
As a matter of fact, out of our back garden.
Oh?
Really?
I wanted you to try it. Bit of an ulterior motive this evening, I'm afraid.
Uh-huh.
We all have our pet projects.
Singing the blues. That was another one.
I remember that. You see, I've been working on it ever since university.
Have you?
I'm no gourmet, but I've always had this dissatisfaction about your average British meal. Our vegetables, for instance, are so bland. That's partly the way we cook them, of course.
I say this to Tony. God, motorway cafes.
Dorothy, I'm trying to listen to Oliver.
Sorry. Provincial restaurants, Tudor grills.
Well, things have been changing, of course, but go on.
Well, what we need, I felt, was to grow on a mass scale some new vegetables with the spice and, I don't know, the interest of the ethnic foods we import, which anyway aren't always generally available.
No, quite right. And which tends, of course, to be a somewhat expensive item within the average shopping basket. Funnily enough, you know, I made exactly this point in a series of articles I wrote some years ago for a part work called The Thrifty Kitchen. I questioned the assumption that cheap must mean boring.
I know. You seem to be drawing very much on the material I put forward in a paper I just had published in The Nutritionist.
Anthony is ruthless, you know. Quite ruthless.
Dorothy.
Dorothy, shall we leave the man
to... No, I want to hear all this. Carry on, Oliver.
It seemed to develop naturally out of my thesis on root crops, as you know. I developed and crossed various strains, thoroughly experimental, so I've always kept the ideas very much to myself. It's taken me a good 10 or 12 years, but the upshot is I can now grow this new product, which has a lot of the qualities we associate with tropical vegetables, under British conditions.
Really?
Ultimately, on a mass scale. I call it salsalera.
He's really clever, you know.
Mm.
Yes, well...
Well, they all are at the Institute.
From a professional point of view, of course, it would go down a treat with the nutrition buffs. Vitamins, fibre, it's all there. Sorry. Sorry to go on.
No, very, very interesting.
That orange stuff, is it? Is that what you mean? Well, let me try a bit more.
No, please, help yourself.
Thanks. And pass the carafe, Oliver.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I always hog the booze. Hollow legs.
So, where do you see yourself going next? Hmm? With the salsolera.
Well, you know, basically, it's a question of scale. So what we're talking about, of course, is finance.
Isn't it always the way? Well,
what it comes down to is your support, officially. I need your help. And I suppose the ministry behind me.
Yes, yes.
You have my support. It's delicious, Salso... What?
Lara.
Claire, you have a very talented husband.
Yes, he is.
Fiancé, actually.
You must have been very excited being involved.
Oliver doesn't tell me much about his work.
Oh, we shall have to go into the whole project very carefully. Yes, we'll have a meeting. Thresh the whole thing out. Tomorrow morning. First thing. Call my secretary.
He's so grand. Why not arrange it now?
I'm a busy man, Dorothy.
Let me find some more music. I wonder if I can manage Guy Mitchell.
Jezebel! Oh, no, no, no. That was Frankie Lane.
Thought so. Super hits of the fantastic 50s.
Rawhide. I love that to the man. There he is. My guy. What an evening. Honestly, Tony, I don't know why you don't take me out more often. Red feathers and a hooly-hooly skirt. She lives on just coconuts and fish from the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, a love in her heart for me.
One or two questions have passed through my mind, Oliver, since the other evening. For which many thanks, by the way, and to your charming Claire, of course.
Thank you. I hope Mrs. Daniels was feeling...
Oh, she's very well, thank you. Now, I have to ask you, what institute resources have been involved in your project?
Well, none. I mean, I've used various frames and things, containers, compost, I suppose, that have been on the premises in my own laboratory.
You see, there would be a problem of authorization.
Authorization?
All expenditure has to be authorized.
I have done everything off my own bat.
You've used equipment, space, energy, which has been specifically budgeted for institute purposes. Do you take my point?
It almost sounds like I've been embezzling government money.
We are all answerable to our masters, for whom and to whom we must be seen to be operating in a correct manner. Therefore, we must establish, before any further steps can be taken, an entirely acceptable account of the steps taken thus far. With me?
I don't really see things in these terms.
I propose that we establish between ourselves that you have carried out none of your work on what may well prove to be an exciting new dietary component on these premises. The whole project has been developed in, figuratively speaking, your potting shed. Yes? For the record, this meeting is the first I've heard of it, which means that I am in a position to give my consideration to the project as of now. Fair enough?
Thanks very much.
It's my job. So, thank you. And, good luck.
Great. Thank you. Look, you are going to put this up to the Ministry, are you?
No, rest assured. I shall feed into the relevant channels. What I can promise you will be what I could confidently describe as a fairly positive word. Okay?
It's all beyond me, you know. Whitehall politics. I'm just a simple-minded ex-rugby forward with slightly scrambled brains. I leave operating the system to the experts.
Rely on me to operate it to the best possible advantage.
Well, he's not said a lot, has he, Herr Director?
He's gone as far as he can. This ale's a bit flat.
You dropped a crisp in it.
Oh, hell.
This stuff about accountability, it's a load of rubbish.
Well, he's got a point.
No, he's just covering himself.
My God, Thomas, you're cynical.
We'll see in a few weeks, won't we, when he's had some response to his fairly positive word.
It'll be days, not weeks, and you can get rid of these dregs. Go on, go and get me a decent pint.
Right, you're the boss.
In a straight glass.
Sorry, it's taken a few weeks to get back to you.
I had expected to hear something in a matter of days.
Days? Oh, you scientists.
I know. Mad boffins living in a world of our own.
Well, now, how are things with you?
I've been waiting to see
the tests on these new carrots, is it, you're working on?
Those. Well, you know, quite encouraging, really. I'm working towards an interim report. But what I was wondering was about the response from the Ministry.
Ah, now, the Ministry. Yes, as promised, I did slip a word into one or two ears.
Yes?
And as you rightly appreciated, what we're talking about when it comes down to the nitty-gritty is finance. Frankly, it's a matter of squeezing blood out of a stone.
There's not much money available.
Well, the situation, I'm afraid, is rather more disappointing. There is no money available for such a project at this time.
None?
My sources tell me there is no contingency finance planned for developing the food product you propose.
But of course there isn't. Nobody's ever grown a salsalera before. The Ministry have never heard of it before, so how could they have planned for it?
Yes, yeah, a bit of a catch-22 situation.
Is this a final decision?
There is no official decision. There has, after all, been no official submission. I have merely been given indications.
But they can't turn down something they haven't even seen.
In fact, they can. From our master's point of view, a decision can be perfectly straightforward, as long as they are not confronted by the object of that decision.
You mean if they ate a salsalera and liked it, that would just confuse them?
It would confuse the decision-making process.
So what do I do now?
You want to press ahead?
Look, I can convince these people. Who have you spoken to?
It was all off the record.
I want to meet them. I insist on a meeting.
Oliver, you are not in a position to insist. However, I can, up to a point, advise you.
Thank you.
I suggest you prepare and submit a report to the Ministry.
I can certainly do that.
And if it makes progress, I might then be able to propose assigning to your scheme an official project number.
That's a sign of progress, is it?
Oh, yes. That's progress.
I say, Alex, are you serving down this end?
Hello there.
Where have you two been hiding?
Hello, Alex. We thought we'd find you behind the bar.
Oh, you look marvellous.
Oh, thank you.
We've not got down to the club for weeks.
And what, may I ask, has happened to the daily run into work?
Ah, sorry, old lad. I've had a lot of work on.
Oh, he's been writing a report. All very hush-hush.
Sounds interesting.
Typical woman. It's supposed to be a secret, so she instantly goes and tells the competition.
Sorry?
Uh-oh. Bad luck, love. Here comes your ex.
Roy?
That's all we need.
Very well, now. Good evening. Wondered if I might bump into you two.
Hello, Roy.
Have you met Gail?
Hello.
Good evening, Gail.
Can I get you both a drink?
We're okay, thanks. Claire, I've been sorting out some papers. Came across this folder. It's mostly your stuff.
Oh, what sort of stuff?
I'm sure you just,
You want to go through it now?
Might as well. There's a table free in the corner. Best be discreet. Excuse us.
Sorry. Won't be a minute.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll be quite happy with Gail. Well, here we are, then.
Here we are.
I've seen you around, haven't I? I'm sure we've met.
Oh, we have. Actually, I've looked right down your throat.
You what?
I'm a dental nurse at the group surgery.
Oh, of course. Yes, you're so different out of the old uniform with your hair down.
Thanks. So, you're the brilliant inventor.
Who told you that?
Roy. You know, because of Claire. I ask questions, you see. I'm a bit nosy.
The inquisitiveness of youth.
He says you've invented a new wonder vegetable.
Oh, does he?
What's it like?
I've invented nothing.
You haven't?
I'm just an ordinary, run-of-the-mill research scientist. I can't think what's given him such a stupid idea.
Must be something Claire said.
Yes. I suppose it must be.
Look, I'm sorry. I don't remember saying anything to Roy. I don't discuss you. Do you want some hot chocolate?
I don't believe you, Claire.
I'm not a liar.
Well, then, how does he know about the damn vegetable?
What makes you think he does?
I was told by his little girlfriend.
Gail?
That 12-year-old.
She's 19.
And he's 35. It's pathetic.
Well, she probably cheers him up.
The point is, I don't want you talking about me to that near-bald, cradle-snatching estate agent.
Chartered surveyor.
Is that clear?
I don't.
Or anyone else?
I never mention you.
You must have done.
I may have let something slip, I suppose. He's interested in your work, especially now he's become a vegetarian.
Listen, I'm a straightforward bloke, but I don't want people knowing anything about me or my business that I don't want them to know.
People find things out.
I have a right to my privacy.
You're getting obsessed. If only you'd be more open.
I am open. I'm known for it.
Not with me. Not about anything that matters. Where are you going?
Your milk's boiling over.
Oh, hell.
Penny for him, boss.
What?
You're dreaming.
Carrots. I simply can't get interested in carrots. Every day I sit here. What I really want to know is what's happened to my report.
Ah, you would do.
It's been months since I sent it in. I've heard not a thing. I want some response, a bit of enthusiasm.
You want to beard the Führer in his den?
Ah, you get nothing out of him. Not till it suits him. You know, I bumped into him in the gents, mentioned the report. Our masters, he said, operate at their own mysterious pace. He speaks to me, and I know less than I did before he said anything. I can't cope.
So, stir things up a bit.
Well, actually, I was thinking, if the ministry aren't going to show any interest, I might try publishing an article in The Nutritionist.
Exactly. Show some initiative.
I didn't want to take the academic path, but... Mind you, I'll have to get an okay from upstairs.
Yeah, sorry, Oliver, it's not on.
Why on earth not?
Well, my problem is one of permission, which at the moment I'm unable to grant. Forces beyond me, I'm afraid.
It's my idea. Nobody can stop me writing about it, surely.
It's out of my hands.
It's pretty frustrating, you know. There are people somewhere making decisions about me, and I don't even know who they are. Let alone why they're making their decisions, or rather not making them. Why am I being stifled?
Well, I dare say the ministry could shed some light. We could arrange for you to have a meeting.
I asked for that months ago.
Then let's press ahead. You leave it with me. Don't forget, all is not yet lost. After all, your report has been assigned an official project number.
I saw your report on the Cell Solera, Dr. Burton. Fascinating.
Thanks a lot.
It didn't mean a thing to me, of course.
Mr. Beavis, it's scientifically quite straightforward.
But then my job is simply to make recommendations. You'll be pleased to know that your report is regarded in the ministry with what my superiors like to call the utmost seriousness. It's been classified as confidential.
Oh? Is that good? I haven't a clue what it means.
It means that your report is covered by the Official Secrets Act. Congratulations.
The Official Secrets Act?
Broadly speaking, the contents mustn't be divulged to other than authorized persons. Okay? Or we chop your head off.
The report's not about an atom bomb, you know. It's about a vegetable.
That's probably why it only rates as confidential.
So is my vegetable now officially a state secret?
Crudely, yes.
Is this why I can't publish?
Don't forget, you may have produced a national asset. Harry Dunt would have been proud of you, even though its value is largely commercial.
Harry Dunt? Harry Dunt was my old headmaster. How do you know Harry Dunt?
Oh, you won't remember me. Beavis, RJT, Browning House and 4B, when you were captain of the 15.
Kiel Royal Grammar? Not really.
I wondered if Dr. Burton of the Institute might turn out to be Burton, O.H., head of Gorsworthy.
Good Lord.
You've put on a bit of weight.
Well, actually, I wasn't captain. I only made it a vice-captain. Brian Palethorpe pipped me.
Yes, I remember.
So, an old boys' reunion, eh?
Well, I've always tried to avoid them.
Listen, why don't you come and have a day up at the Institute? You could even taste what you're meant to be making decisions about.
Oh, it'd make a change. Where is it again?
Northants, towards Bletchley.
Well, I'm always glad to get out of London.
Oh, that's great. Though then maybe we can make some real progress.
Really, it's about time I went.
Don't fancy another coffee?
Claire, home is the hunter. Sorry.
Will he be all right?
He's just a big teddy bear.
Sorry I'm late. Missed the train. Where are you?
Through here.
Hey, you'll never guess who I met.
Ollie, Roy's here.
So he is.
Evening, Oliver. Hope you don't mind.
You've got a cheek. I know I broke up your marriage, but there's no need to ruin my life.
He's only been here a few minutes.
Oh, come on. You know I don't mind.
We are all civilized.
So long as you keep one foot on the floor.
What?
Joke. Old movies. Never mind. Can't keep away from her, eh? Neither can I.
He's found a box of my teenage love letters.
I've just been doing a valuation up the road, so I thought I'd just drop them in.
Valuation? 10 o'clock at night?
We've been talking.
It's amazing how you keep finding bits of Claire's past tucked away in your flat.
Well, when you've been married for 5 years, I really must have a thorough clear out.
Yes, just what I keep telling your wife.
Oh, it's great up here, away from the metropolis. This is a local brew, isn't it?
Mm. Maxter's Old Country Bitter. They say you can taste the cowpats.
I think I can. Look, you realize everything I say is strictly off the record and not to be repeated.
I may be innocent, but I'm not stupid.
Sure.
I'm just a bit frustrated, that's all. I mean, I put forward what is patently a terrific project, but I've had no feedback. I've been held at a distance in limbo. And then I find the Official Secrets Act has got hauled in. It's baffling.
Well, information's a powerful tool. It has to be controlled.
Yes, but the whole thing's dragged on for months. Sorry. One sip of Maxton's and I'm off.
Look, what you don't know and what nobody at the Institute must know is that an interdepartmental committee has been formed to evaluate your project.
Interdepartmental?
Well, it's not just us who might have an interest, you know. There's trade and overseas development, environment, the Treasury, even the Foreign Office.
Oh, it's beyond me. I didn't know I'd be starting all this.
Oh, we are thorough.
Well, have they come to any conclusions?
I'll give them a chance. They haven't met yet. Look, it takes time to get a complex structure like this on the move, especially when it's concerned with a non-urgent topic.
It's urgent to me.
Oh, you'll have a chance to put that point of view. Between you and me, the committee will almost certainly call you to give evidence. Or at any rate, to meet an advisory subcommittee.
Oh, that's extraordinary. I'll tell you what. If they don't come up with my finance, I'll play the Whitehall game myself. I'll leak it all to the press.
No, it wouldn't mean a thing. Officially, the committee doesn't exist. Look, the fact that there are such committees is simply not acknowledged.
So, we are sitting here discussing an imaginary committee which has been formed to discuss a plant which does not officially exist.
Well, that's about the size of it. Dr. Burton.
I was summoned from my lab.
Come in. Come and sit down. Can I offer you a glass of sparkling water? Imported, I'm afraid.
I was told security.
Spot on. I can see we'll have no communication problems.
I know all the security guys. I've never seen you before.
National security. That's my game. Lampard. Have a look. My authority.
Police?
Think of me as Special Branch.
I thought Special Branch was all spies and so-called subversives. It used to be a telly series.
So-called subversives.
What are you writing that down for?
Routine. Still, that's enough about me. Let's talk about you.
What's this all to do with?
We don't have to play games. You can be honest with me.
Who's playing games?
Dr. Burton, you obviously have to be checked out.
Oh, why?
Well, the state has a duty to you, as to all its citizens, to ascertain the reliability of any individual to whom it imparts secret or confidential information. Have a cigarette. I'm afraid they're French.
I don't smoke. Now, why should you...
Are you a member of any political party?
No.
Have you ever been a member of an extreme left-wing organization?
No! Now, look...
I have to ask all this. Extreme right-wing organization?
I belong to a tennis club.
I beg your pardon?
Joke.
Do you normally consider the security of the United Kingdom a laughing matter?
Well, of course not. And don't write that down. Who sent you? The ministry?
Have you ever been involved in any political demonstrations, protest marches,
sit-ins? No, but if I got something to hide, I wouldn't admit to it, would I?
No, no, quite. It does seem ridiculous. Mind you, we'd know if you had been.
Then why ask?
I have to.
Is all this to do with that non-existent committee I'm not supposed to know that they've set up?
I'm not at liberty to comment. Would you give me your mother's full name,
please? I'm being called in front of the committee, right?
Your mother's full name? It's quite usual.
Well, what is the point of assessing whether I'm reliable enough to share a state secret when it was me that grew the damned secret in the first place?
Dr. Burton, please don't give me a hard time. This is my first solo interrogation.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. Mary Teresa Burton. Nay, Coleman.
Thank you. Now, are you married?
I'm not married.
Are you homosexual?
I am not homosexual. I have a lovely girlfriend.
I'll be frank with you. This is a tricky area. It all depends on what level of security we shall ultimately be discussing. It might be possible to regard Mrs. Green... your friend.
That was a slip.
Sorry.
You knew every one of these answers all along, didn't you?
I'm not in a position to say. Now, we may be able to regard your friend as not materially existent.
She definitely exists, materially. At any rate, she did last night. Sorry, levity again. I should write that down.
What do they want to know about me for?
Darling, I'm sorry to be pompous, but I'm not in a position to say.
The police, is it?
Sort of. Just trust me.
Well, if you won't tell me what it's all about...
I would, if I could.
Then I'd rather not be interviewed.
Please.
I don't want strangers poking around in my private life.
It's not like that.
It all goes into files, you know.
Well, I don't know that it does.
All these computers and everything. Anyway, what have you been up to?
It's all to do with work.
Honest? You haven't done something wrong?
Cross my heart.
Lampard?
Hello. Burton here, the Institute.
Coincidence? I was just looking over your file.
So, there is a Special Branch file on me, then?
No, not a file, just a few papers in a cardboard folder.
I have nothing to hide. Now, listen, about my... Claire. She's agreed to talk to you.
Great news. But as it happens, there won't be any need.
No need? After the week I've had with her?
Thanks very much. She has been thoroughly checked in the meantime. No problems. I shouldn't say that, but you have no reason to worry. Sorry, I've gone far too far. Good morning.
Oh, there's something magical about the Thames when the sun's going down.
Richard, I just didn't understand their attitude.
Oh, don't let it worry you.
It's simple-minded, I know, but I thought I was there to help that committee.
I bet you were a great help.
Well, they cross-examined me. It was like I was on trial. But I'm not a criminal. I'm simply a scientist who's had rather a good idea.
They might well come to that conclusion.
So why were they fighting me? Why couldn't we just cooperate?
Well, you've had an idea.
Oh, I'm not cut out for all of this. I'll never understand the official mind. Hello?
Hello?
Is Roy there?
Yes. He's in the bathroom. Who's speaking?
Sorry, it's not a very good line. My name's Oliver Burton.
Oh, hi.
Is that Gail?
You recognize my voice.
Instantly. Listen, I gather Claire's not with you, right?
No. Why? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I've just got back from London. She's obviously popped out to see some friends. I just wondered.
It's a bit late.
Yes, it is a bit late. I'm sorry to disturb you.
That's all right. Roy's just going to run me home.
Good old Roy.
I don't stay the night here, you see.
Oh, fair enough. Well, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
I don't want people getting the wrong idea.
Right. Thanks. See you again.
See ya.
I like the dress. I really do.
It suits you. That colour just suits you.
It's this slit skirt.
Always popular with the men.
My husband wants me to have one. But I've got fat thighs, haven't I?
You wouldn't want to be all skin and bone. Men like a bit of shape. You could always wear black tights.
Good morning, Claire.
Oh, Lord, not here, Oliver.
Where have you been?
I'm busy. Sandy?
I want to talk.
I don't. Sandy!
Your friend's a man.
So he says. Sandy!
Tommy!
Oh, Claire.
I'd like a man's opinion.
I'm sorry. Look, Claire, come back here.
Sandy, attend to that customer. I'm going out.
As a man, do my thighs look fat in this skirt?
Like bloody tree trunks. Claire, oh! What the hell did you do?
I wish you'd say something. Why didn't you come home last night?
I went for a meal. With Sandy. Her mother's away, so I stayed at her place.
You did know I was coming back?
Yes.
I was worried.
Well, I've been worried.
You should have said.
Can't you tell? You're supposed to be in love with me.
Oh, I am. I'm just not very right about some things.
You're supposed to be clever.
I am clever. Yes, all right, I'm clever in my laboratory, but I'm just a bloke. A bit of an insensitive bloke.
Oh, Oliver. What I can't stand is all this secrecy. What's going on? Are you in some kind of trouble?
Of course not.
Then why did the police interview you? You won't say. Why are they checking up on me? You won't even tell me that. What are you dragging me into? I don't want to be involved with anything shady.
You're not.
And then you vanish off to London and you won't even tell me why. I don't want that. If you won't tell me what's going on, I just... want to get away from it.
There's nothing sinister, really. It's all to do with work. It sounds crackers, but I'm actually tied up by official secrets and all that. I'd say to hell with it, but it's fairer to tell you nothing.
Oh, why'd you make that hurt?
Well, if I told you anything that's meant to be a secret, it would be unfair responsibility on you. You'd be scared of letting something slip like that business with Roy.
What, telling him about your stupid vegetables?
It's not stupid. It could be a very important...
Yes, I know. I didn't mean that. Sorry. Is that it? Is all this secrecy to do with those plants?
Well...
You said it was national security.
That's how the ministry treated. I want my project to succeed, so I have to go along with them. I'm sorry. You just have to trust me. Like I have to trust them.
Oh, I want to trust you. But not blindly. It all makes me so insecure.
I don't want that. I do want to make you secure.
I wish you would.
Oh, darling, I wish you'd give me the chance. I mean, that's why I'm always going on about Roy.
Oh, no!
I know I shouldn't. I know. It's just that... How could I make you secure if you insist on staying married to him?
Don't you see?
Tell me.
If I got a divorce, and I still wasn't certain what you really think, then I'd have cut myself completely adrift. I'd be sure of nothing.
Well, would you like to marry me?
Is that what you really want?
Yes, I think so.
Well, that's not good enough.
I'm asking, will you marry me?
Not as things stand.
Great.
It's about time we both got back. Did some work. You managed to turn the conversation round again, as usual.
Oh, these showers never get more than lukewarm.
Weren't you reckoned to be a pretty high-class squash man? That's cool.
Carrying too much weight. It's the ale, I'm afraid. Richard! Now, what exactly are you doing up here?
Just fancying a game of squash.
Oh, come on. You've heard something from the committee, haven't you? Some preliminary findings.
But officially, the committee doesn't exist. So logically, it can have produced no findings. Therefore, there are no findings to which you could be a party. No, officially.
Yeah, but unofficially.
Oh, well, I gleaned a pretty good picture of their objections.
Oh, they've got objections, then.
Of course they've got objections. Uh-huh. That's their priority. Still, mustn't give up just yet.
What objections could there possibly be?
Common market. Would the Sal Solera conform to EEC regulations?
There are no EEC regulations to cover it.
Exactly. Fail me. Well, and then there's the farming lobby. Could well be adverse reactions there.
Well, not if we could prove that production on a mass scale would be profitable.
But you can't absolutely prove that. Well, not until you've produced it on a mass scale.
Yeah, that's why I need ministry backing.
Which is another problem. Well, until the project has been further developed, we can't be sure it would be worth investing in that development.
Oh, we're going round and round in circles. I'd have been better off working in some private research department. In fact, I could resign from the Institute, join a commercial company, and do just that.
Oh, too late now.
What? How do you mean?
Oh, your work's classified. Confidential. Oh, you can't go around flogging classified information to commercial interests.
Oh, so I see. I'm stuck.
Sorry. You seem to have to pull this back without a paddle.
You're enjoying this whole farce.
Oh, I have a job to do.
You like seeing me humiliated? Makes you feel grown up.
We all require to act in the public interest.
Yeah. I know I'm trapped, but I might just as well give up.
Oh, is this the spirit that got you elected captain of the 15?
I told you. I only ever made it a vice captain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Brian Palethorpe. Sorry.
Oh! Ow! Ow! Stop that! Oh, how it hurts!
The wet towel on the leg.
Oh! Pack it in!
Remember this, an old school tradition.
Ow! Ow! Jeez, stop it!
It's awful sherry, this, Oliver.
All sherry's pretty awful.
Woman's drink.
I could do with a pint.
Couldn't we all?
Mind you, it's going straight to my head. No proper grub.
Typical Daniels. The least he can get away with.
And why no wives?
You haven't met his, have you? Oh, God, here he comes, our genial host.
Gentlemen, is Miss Hesketh looking after your glasses?
Yes, indeed. And the peanuts are delicious.
Splendid. Oliver. A word in your ear.
Don't worry about me, Director. Just off. Spotted a small saucer of plain crisps.
I've been wanting a chat. Might as well say it in a convivial atmosphere. Soften the blow.
Blow?
You're Sal Solera. We've struck something of an impasse. Before the Ministry feels able even to consider committing finance to your project, they feel in the light of the circumstances of the present climate, they must have more nutritional evidence.
Well, that's nonsense. They've got a very full report.
Well, I'm merely passing on what our masters tell me. They want the product independently tested by the government's leading expert in this particular area of root crop. And that, of course, is you.
You mean they want me to carry out independent tests on a product I've spent 10 years of my life developing?
No, as you see, the position is, sadly, a nonsense.
The whole thing is a nonsense.
Don't upset yourself. I mean, this is a happy social occasion.
As far as I can see, the project is dead.
Well, I should say, rather, that for the moment it's in a state of suspended non-animation.
What is the point? Why bother having a bit of initiative?
Oh, never doubt that. It's the ideas of our innovators that made this country great. Yeah, oh, excuse me, I must...
I'll tell you what, Director, I think we should liven things up a bit.
What's up, Oliver?
Come on, everybody, let's have a sing-song.
Save it for the club.
Now, here is a belter. Now, Dr. Daniels. Dr. Daniels knows this one. Guy Mitchell. She wears red feathers and a holy, holy skirt. She wears red feathers.
It seems to me, Dr. Burton, you're probably overdoing it.
Yes, I'm sorry about last night.
You need a break. Get away for a few days. So I've wangled an invitation for you to a conference.
A conference?
Geneva, UN-sponsored. You're the ideal chap to make a valuable contribution.
But I can't stand conferences.
But Geneva? Oh, marvellous spot. You'd be looked after superbly, just up your street. Natural foodstuffs in an increasingly technologically based world agricultural industry. Tempting?
I'm not a communicator, not one of your media scientists.
You could take a few days' leave after the conference. Relax in the mountain air.
I'm always suspicious of people in our game who swum round the conference circuit.
Useful exchanges. I myself...
Strike me as a collection of self-important jackasses with nothing better to do than ponce around foreign parts at someone else's expense.
I can't persuade you.
Oh, yes, you can. Why shouldn't I join them? I'm doing no good here.
That's for sure.
Dr. Burton?
Hello.
Happy with your room?
It's a lot better than what I'm used to at home.
I know. Getting away is my only spot of luxury. May I join you?
Yes, of course. Like a drink?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm on tomato juice. Cheers.
Cheers.
It's quite a relief, chatting in English after trying to make myself understood in 20 different languages. Oh, by the way, Rosemary Palmer.
Yes, I know. I've read the identity disc on your jacket. Excuse my ignorance, but you're an interpreter, are you?
Oh, no. I don't actually speak the 20 languages. I just talk very loud. Foreign trips are the occasional perks that keep me sane, or at least drive me mad at a different place. Mm. I work in the Ministry Press Department.
Ah, interesting.
You find agricultural journalists interesting?
Never met one. And almost anybody seems riveting when you've been trapped out of the sticks for a few years. I'm amazed how glad I am to get away.
Put it out of your mind. That's what I do when I'm away. Refuse even to think about home. So, once I've got all my delegates pointing in the right direction, I can enjoy myself.
Well, I suppose, really, that's what I'm here for. Enjoyment. Something out of the ordinary. I mean, normally, a decent ale from the wood, and I'm happy. But sometimes I do get a bit restless.
Ah, I'll make sure you meet some really fascinating people. Any requests?
Well, I should think some sultry temptress would do the trick. Maybe from the Orient, with whom I could share passionate exchanges on the subject of root crop yields.
I'll see what I can do.
Would you like to have dinner?
Oh, thanks, but I'm meeting friends.
I'm only joking, you know.
Ah, Dr. Burton, good morning.
Thanks for the note. Not too late, I hope.
You just made it. Let me introduce you to Dr. Ruth Lyle. I was telling you about Dr. Burton.
Hi. Good to meet you.
How do you do?
He has a particular interest in the root crop methods of the Far East. Dr. Lyle is from Bombay.
Bombay. Terrific.
I was born there, but I work out of Philadelphia.
I'll leave you to it, then. I believe the seminar's about to start.
Right.
I thought you'd both be interested in developments in intensive cropping which employ a reduced input of artificial nutrients.
So it's dung, then, is it?
I guess so.
I hope you enjoy it.
Good to get out of that place.
Am I being thick, or was that paper extremely boring?
It was truly tedious. Let's get a coffee. How about right over there?
Oh, great. To make a change, we don't have many pavement cafes in Bletchley. What do these chairs do, then?
Fine.
So, you're not on the academic side?
No, I'm with GME.
Really?
Global Marketing and Exchange, one of the top 20 multinational corporations.
Sorry, pink ignorant. It sounds daunting, though. Don't you ever get swamped?
Not if you're good.
And tough, surely.
That's not a problem.
You don't look tough.
That's to my advantage. It's stimulating. The possibilities are endless.
But as a scientist, don't you get used?
You have to use the organization. I learned to do that.
It's a skill that's escaped me, I'm afraid. What actually do you do?
I'm a vice president in the fast foods division, the most rapidly expanding division within the corporation.
Interesting. I like a good hamburger myself, with a chocolate shake and large French fries.
Yes, that is the old image, junk food. But we're expanding our range all the time. Competition. We need to keep ahead of the pack.
We lead a somewhat sheltered life.
We've moved into Creole food and Tex-Mex. Now I'd like to see us lead the market into Polynesian products.
I've always had an interest in shaking up the British diet.
I guess you'd never destroy the French fries. But I'd love to find the right vegetable product to squeeze it within the side order sector. Maybe something ethnic but universally acceptable.
Really? That's interesting.
Oh, let me tell you, if anybody comes up with the right dietary software, there's a fortune to be made.
Well, funnily enough, I wish I was allowed to say.
Do I sense competition?
Not exactly. I doubt, no, it'll never happen.
I'd be sick if someone else made that fortune.
I don't think you need worry.
I'm I'm sorry. As soon as I met Dr. Lyle, I thought of your sultry oriental beauty.
Well, that's how she looked, certainly. But she turns out to be a high-powered American executive.
Well, she's very charming.
Yeah, well, after a bit, she forgets to be charming. When she really gets into competition and success, beyond me, I'm afraid.
Oh, you prefer nice English girls, do you?
Well, I didn't come over here looking for a woman, you know.
Oh, lots of them do. Thinking they're suave, but all very obvious. Are you going to a conference function this evening?
There is a follow-up seminar. I ought to...
Oh, do you fancy a bop?
Oh, I'd much rather.
Oh, good.
You know somewhere, do you?
It's my job to be au fait with Geneva's leisure facilities. How about Sinbad's?
Well, great. So long as it won't object if I suddenly burst into the good ship Venus.
Dr. Burton? Time for breakfast.
No, it can't be. I'd only just gone to sleep.
Nevertheless.
Can we get room service?
Not with you in my bed, we can't.
No, I suppose not. By the way, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, I'd forgotten how delightful it is waking up in a new lady's room for the first time.
Oh, yes? Mm.
Luxurious, intriguing. A whole new lineup of bottles and jars on the dressing table.
Familiar occurrence, is it?
If only. I have this habit of getting into long and demanding relationships.
Oh, must be what you enjoy. Go on, get up.
It's the getting into them I enjoy. Once you're there, well, the trouble is, when people really start to know you, they rumble you. You don't feel in charge anymore. New people only see what you want them to see.
I suppose we do.
Rosemary, after the conference, I'm staying on for a few days' holiday in the mountains. Will you come with me?
Yes, I think I will.
You will? Really?
I just said so. Now get up.
Well, all right. Oh, this is fantastic. And I'll tell you another thing. When you're with someone new, you feel good, strong.
Well, naturally. It is something of a boost to the confidence.
This morning, I feel whatever I really want to do, I'll damn well do it.
I knew there was something.
Did you?
We were relating so well.
Glad you thought that.
But as soon as I mentioned the side order sector, you clammed up.
Now you know why. Sounds ludicrous, but there we are. It's an official secret.
We'd have to make some kind of undercover compensation deal.
Look, I'm not that interested in the money side. I want to see people enjoying Salsolera, knowing that I've created it.
Wow. I work in a corporation. It's difficult to relate to such altruism.
It's not that. There is the reward of knowing, in a small way, I've changed a bit of the world. I want to assert myself. Oh, God, I sound like a megalomaniac.
Not at all. That's what drives the truly creative people. But listen, I have to see this plant.
Well, come to my house. Are you going to be in England?
I could be. Next week? Let me check my diary.
Well, you name the day.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Afternoon, 3:00?
It's a date.
Write your address. I'll be there. Not that you give me much choice.
Sorry, I'm not usually assertive. Thomas, Oliver Burton.
Oh, yes. Where are you ringing from?
Home.
You've not gone into exile, then?
No, I just got back. I've had a few days up in the mountains. I'll be in on Friday.
Oh, not rushing, then. You can bear to stay away all day Thursday.
You bet. Oh, Lord, this is a terrible line. Thomas, look, I had to tell you, I have somebody rather important coming to look at my garden. At some rather special plants.
You entering the local flower show?
No, the Salsolera. Yes, it might still be on. America, it might all be happening. Now, if there are any developments, I might need your help, okay?
Of course.
But, till then...
Keep it quiet, eh?
Right. Keep it quiet.
So when's he coming, then? This Dr. Lal?
This afternoon. I thought you'd be out.
Well, I'm very sorry, but it's my day off.
It's all right, I'll go.
Dr. Burton?
Yes?
CID, can we come in?
Yes, certainly. What's the problem?
Well, let's hope there's not a problem. Bring the spade, Frank.
What's the spade for?
We've got a search warrant.
A search warrant?
Well, I'll do the talking.
Okay.
Now, what is this? A search warrant? Now, what for?
Oh, I expect it'll come to nothing when we have to act on information. Unusual wallpaper. You know, I do enjoy looking at other people's houses. Can you show us the way through to your back garden?
Yes, of course. This way. Through the kitchen.
Oliver, what is it? Police?
Oh, I won't keep you long, love. We're acting by the drug squad.
Drug squad?
Leave it to me, Frank. Come on. Yeah, I like these kitchen units.
What actually are you looking for?
Plants.
What plants?
As in these photographs.
Now, let's have a look.
What do you think of these, Sarge?
Where did you get these photographs? Who took them?
Oh, I've no idea. They've just been handed to me.
Very distinctive leaves.
Right, then. Let's have them up.
Ollie, you never said they were drugs.
They're not drugs. Look, you can't dig those plants up.
Well, I'm afraid we have to.
They're not drugs. They're vegetables. I bred them myself. They're root vegetables.
Well, we'll take them for examination.
They're like a cross between potato...
Well, I'm sorry to trouble you, but I don't suppose you've got a plastic bin liner we could borrow.
I'm really sorry you've had a wasted journey.
It's not your fault.
I had no way of contacting you.
I've lost one half a day. It doesn't matter.
I can't imagine what's going on. The drug squad.
Maybe your security people.
Oh, surely not. Do you think so?
Or some other troublemaker?
I have got these few specimens left in the laboratory.
You can't take me there.
Yeah. And I doubt if I could get them out. I mean, not if security are sticking their oar in. Well, not for a few days. Anyway, I wanted you to see how they thrive in natural conditions. Can you stay for a while?
I really have to fly tomorrow.
Hell.
Stay in touch.
I would like to, but I'm sorry to be upset.
I have your number.
See, I feel fated, this whole project. It just seems... It just makes me want to give up.
I have to go. When I'm next in Europe, I'll call you. We'll have lunch.
You never told me Dr. Lowell was a woman.
Didn't I?
Oh, no, you didn't. You carefully kept referring to her as Dr. Lowell, knowing I'd assume that was a man.
I suppose you would.
Why did you do that? What are you guilty about?
Claire, I've got enough problems.
I'll bet I know. You've been knocking her off.
Don't be ridiculous.
In Geneva.
Oh, you're completely wrong.
Men are all the same when they're feeling guilty. Shifty.
I'm not shifty.
Now I know why you took those extra days' so-called holiday in the mountains.
Claire, you know perfectly well I planned that before I went.
Maybe, but you ended up with her.
I did not spend my holiday with Ruth Lowell. I can swear to that.
There's been something going on.
Claire, she's an American businesswoman.
Looks Indian to me. Very glamorous. You've got taste.
Look, if I was having an affair with her, would I invite her here for you to see?
You thought I'd be at work.
We had a deal going.
Oh, yes. What kind of deal?
I can't say.
I know. Pillow talk.
Oh, this is stupid. I'm going for a drink.
As usual, when things get tough.
Yes, things have got tough.
It's another sign of guilt.
Look, if you felt anything for me, you'd help me, not attack me. I'm just about to lose the most important...
If you'd be honest for once, maybe I could help you.
What is the point of honesty? Nobody ever believes you.
Are you sure about this?
I'm telling you, Thomas, do it. I've had enough.
Well, you can't just give up. What is it? 10 years? 12?
It doesn't matter. I have spent months getting nowhere. Obstructions at every turn, security clampdowns, now this police nonsense. It's been nothing but trouble.
Oh, you're the boss, of course.
Right, so I'm saying get all those plants out of this lab. Destroy them. And I'll beaver away. Maybe I'll develop a disease-proof turnip. Something they can actually understand. Keep my head down and collect my pension.
Do all that and you get an OBE. Oh, you answer it. I'll get on with the vandalism.
318, Burton.
Sergeant Bryden here, sir. County Police.
Yes?
Thought you'd like to know, sir. Good news. Our lab's already had a look at the plants we took from your garden, and they turned out to be quite legal.
As I told you.
Tests proved negative.
Well, they would do.
You can pop in and collect your property at your earliest convenience.
I don't want those plants. Destroy them.
We already have done, sir. I'm referring to the black plastic bin liner.
Keep it.
Very good, sir. Sorry to trouble you. Good morning.
Oliver. Don't often see you in the restaurant at lunchtime.
In your predecessor's time, we used to call it the canteen.
You mind if I join you?
Yes, sir.
Always thought you were a committed Rutland Arms man.
I was coming to see you. I thought you'd like to know unofficially, of course, as officially it doesn't exist. I've decided to drop my secret project.
Well, the Salsomera?
All the plants have been destroyed. In future, my breeding schemes will be confined to fathering an enormous family.
Well, professionally, it's best to concentrate on the functions mapped out by our masters. Best not to rock the boat, which, after all, can't take on board what it is not designed to take on board. I really must have a word with the kitchens. These sprouts are decidedly watery.
Darling, I wish you'd try and understand.
They've burnt this kebab.
I know I've been a bit mysterious.
Mysterious? Downright secretive.
But it's not been my fault. I was forced into it.
I just wonder what you've had to hide, apart from Dr. Lal.
Claire, I have explained about her. A purely professional relationship. Listen, I never really wanted to keep things away from you, okay? I may be more of a private person than I imagine.
I'll say.
But I am trying to change. For you. I'm not getting involved in any more secret projects. I'm just going to keep my job in proportion to what's required, but put my real energies into making a home and a family. I mean, let's make a commitment. Let's even have children, because honestly, I really think we could be terrific together, you and me. Well, there, I mean, that's what I feel. No mysteries, total honesty. We can do it, but we've got to do it together. What do you think?
This doesn't sound like you.
What do you mean?
This isn't how you usually talk.
Well, I tell you, I'm different.
Oh, I don't know where I am. I mean, I've never known where I am, but now I'm really confused.
But, darling, it's quite simple. I don't want to be a mad scientist anymore. I just want to be an ordinary bloke. That's the real me. I love you. I want to marry you.
You see, that makes me feel really odd. I feel threatened.
Oh, my God, you can't win.
That's the trouble. You always want to win. That's why you keep things to yourself, so you can always be in control.
Oh, let's have another carrot, eh?
I say, hello. Yeah. No, yes, same again, thank you.
Yes.
I've been making some decisions.
Have you?
I need to sort myself out. I need to get away from you for a bit.
That's typical. Just when I want to really get close to you.
I've spoken to Roy. I can stay at the flat.
Roy?
Just till I'm sorted out.
You're telling me you're going back to Roy?
No, not back to him. Not in that sense. Just as friends. He's always been a good friend.
No, you're quite wrong. He's always been a weedy, whining, destructive influence.
Oh, don't insult Roy. That's insulting me. I was in love with him, you know.
Well, please yourself. Oh, this is a wonderfully romantic meal that's turned out to be.
Look, I say, look, don't bother with an extra carrot. Just bring me the bill. Thank you.
Not like you, Wally, drinking on your own.
Even we gregarious types have our solitary moments.
Not for long. I'll get her a white wine.
What?
Little blonde temptress bearing down on you.
Hello, Oliver.
Gail.
On your own?
Great to see you. How are you?
Terrific.
Ah, already Alex is lining up a drink for you.
Terrific.
Where's Roy?
Dunno. At the flat, I suppose.
One dry white wine. Shall I slate it, Dolly?
Why not?
Lovely. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'll leave you to it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Alex.
Are you not seeing so much of Roy, then?
Not since Claire's moved in. He claims she needs looking after.
Pompous idiot.
I think he's still secretly rather much in love with her.
Maybe.
I've just been playing badminton with my girlfriend. I thought I might see you.
Did you now? Not rushing off?
Oh. No.
Well, nor me.
Good.
You fancy a spot of Indian takeaway?
Yeah.
We could take it back to your place.
Terrific.
Good. Cheers.
It's been a while since we had a chat, Oliver. I did just want to say how sorry I am about you and Claire.
How did you know?
Oh, it's all part of the job. The welfare of colleagues.
Oh, she's only been gone a few weeks. I dare say she'll come back.
Well, let's hope so. Still, life always brings its compensations.
You bet. She's a terrific kid.
Sorry?
Oh, nothing. I assumed that nothing important.
Ah. Well, I'm able to bring you a spot of good news. Promotion. It's on the cards.
Promotion? Get you out of that lab coat into a decent office with flowering plants and your own secretary to water them.
I'm sorry, I'm not taking this in.
You are to be offered the deputy directorship of the Soil Enrichment Research Foundation. It's near Cambridge. What do you think?
That's incredible. I've never thought, I've never even considered applying for another job.
You've been very highly recommended.
Soil enrichment, that's not my speciality.
You'll be moving into admin. A lot of red tape, of course, for the form of the thing. Interviews, shortlists, boards, and so on. But if you indicate that you want the job, well, between you and me, it's yours. All very hush-hush at the moment.
This is extraordinary. Whose recommendation? I mean, who put me up for it?
Well, naturally, I did. It's a wonderful opportunity, Oliver.
A wonderful opportunity, he said, did he?
Well, it is, isn't it? Deputy Director. Another 10 years and I could be back running the Institute.
No chance.
There's every chance. God, who'd believe it? All the hassle I've been through this last year. And now, out of the blue, it's amazing.
Classic way of dealing with troublemakers.
Oh, what are you on about?
Promote them out of harm's way.
You do talk rubbish. That's all over now. I'm back in favour. I mean, I shall forget the salsa later and get on with my career.
Well, you're the boss, but we'll see who's right.
Hello? Yes?
Oliver, glad to have caught you.
Who is this? Sorry, it's a bad line.
It's Ruth Lal.
Good heavens.
Back in London. I promised I'd call.
Yes, 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 you did. Oh, it is good to hear from you.
About the South Solera.
Ah.
I've discussed it in principle back in Philadelphia. There's a lot of interest.
Is there?
I need to obtain some plants. I want to move things along.
Ruth, I'm afraid there are no plants. They've all been destroyed.
What? That is just terrible.
I'm sorry.
But you must have some information. I was hoping to meet with you.
I have got some notes, I suppose, in the laboratory, and a copy of my report to the ministry.
Listen, do whatever you can.
Yes, but I'm
not
sure...
And call me back at the Waverton Hotel.
What are you after, boss?
My notes.
What notes?
The Sal Solera.
Thought we were meant to forget all about that.
Yes, but we were, but I want my notes. Thomas, they've gone. This whole cabinet was locked up, but they've gone. Did you destroy them as well?
I certainly did not. Is there anything else missing?
Well, just my notes and my report. What's going on?
Sounds like a spot of selective burglary to me. Have we got a dirty tricks department? You want to see Adolf? Have it out with him.
My dear chap, I quite agree. It's horrifying. Your notes on the Sal Solera... Thought you dropped all that.
Well, I have. Yes. I was just sorting out some papers.
I see. Right. Well, this is very distressing. I'll get on to Whitehall. Get an investigation underway.
So, Dr. Burton, here we are again.
Didn't expect to see you, Mr. Lampard.
Well, I'm the logical person to investigate, as I do know something of the matter under discussion.
It all fell through, you know.
So I gather. Which brings me on to my first question. Why were you looking for your notes on the project?
What?
As the project has been officially closed, and its project number withdrawn, what was your interest in seeking to open it again?
Well, I was simply sorting out some papers.
Specifically the papers on that project?
No, those were the papers that happened to be missing.
All your other papers are in order?
I assume so.
You didn't check?
Well, no, I... Just noticed that these...
I'm wondering why it was the lack of those particular papers that took your attention.
It's what I first noticed.
I should have thought you'd have wanted to check all your papers.
You're trying to trap me.
Why did you not check all your papers?
Have you been having classes in interrogation?
Why didn't you?
You've improved.
Practice makes perfect. I repeat, why did you not check all your papers? Why were you content only to notice that those particular project notes were missing?
Thomas, it was extraordinary. It's as though I'm being accused of trying to secretly start the project up all over again.
Well, you are, of course.
Yes, but they're not to know that. As far as they're concerned, it's been dropped, but still, they have to keep it secret.
Well, that's a ministry for you. Once they start a machine going, they never know how to stop it again.
All these people earning good money for denying the innocent sharing of knowledge. I tell you, I wouldn't half mind beating them at their own game.
Maybe you could.
I'd like to get all the gin to Ruth Lowe. Get her to restart the whole thing over in the States.
I don't think you should be shouting the odds, not round here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm being ridiculous.
Do you fancy a drink tonight?
What?
At the Rutland.
Oh, I don't know.
It could be important.
What?
Don't make me spell it out.
Well, do you mean that... Right, I'll see you there.
I'm putting you through, caller.
Thank you.
Dr. Lal, I have a call for you. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
It's Oliver Burton. Sorry, awful line again. I've been on to
Oliver,
the...
I think you should use a call box.
Pardon?
Use a call box. I'll wait to hear from you.
I don't understand. Why did you want me to phone from a call box?
It hasn't occurred to you that your phone might be tapped?
Tapped? This gets more and more bizarre.
Wouldn't you rather we took no chances? After all, we are illegitimately discussing classified information.
You're right. And it does tie in with the disappearance of my notes.
You lost your notes?
Well, no, not exactly lost. They seem to have been stolen.
Stolen? My God.
It's extraordinary, I know, but I suspect our own security people.
So, it looks like we've had it.
No, not necessarily. This is what I wanted to tell you, to keep you informed. I am pursuing things. I may have some information later.
I'll be in London till next week.
Please bear with me. I'm on my way now.
Come on. We'll nip in through the back gate. Oh, shh. Damn stupid dog.
You're enjoying this? All that roundabout route just to get me from the pub to your back garden?
Oh, we might have been followed.
I can't take all this drama.
Shh. Keep the noise down. We don't want the wife calling the police. Right. Along the path.
What have you been up to? Or have I guessed?
Right, just you have a look in the torchlight.
You have done. You've nicked my plants.
Well, when you said destroy them, I thought, what a waste. I quite fancy these with me Sunday dinner. I took these few cuttings home from the lab.
Doing well?
Oh, easy to grow.
Well, they're meant to be.
The only trouble is, they won't be ready for a couple of months.
Well, it doesn't matter. At least I can tell Dr. Lau we've still got some.
I tell you what, remembering your run-in with the drug squad...
If that's who they were.
We should split them up. You take half a dozen.
Good idea.
Better not grow them in your own garden, though. Anyone else you can trust?
Maybe. Yes. Yes, I think so. She'll do anything for a good meal.
What a really strange evening.
Come on, girl. Eat your kebab. It's not like you to leave your food.
It's a bit burnt.
Is it? Well, I guess we do.
Don't matter. I'm full up on hummus. Oliver, What were those plants? Tell me. They look a bit like some sort of potato.
Oh, they're related.
When they're fully grown, do we smoke the leaves?
We certainly don't. We eventually eat them, the tubers. But they are our secret. Never mention to anybody they're there, will you?
Of course not. It's terrific that you trust me. I know I'm years younger.
Well, not that many.
And we've only been going out a few weeks. But you can take me into your confidence, you know. Tell me your problems.
I know I can. Mind you, I don't like to burden people.
Oh, it's not a burden. I want to be part of your life.
You are.
I don't know if I am.
Well, would I trust you with my secret plans if you weren't?
You know about your promotion?
My promotion, yes.
I want to come with you.
I don't know. I don't. Is that a good idea?
I want to.
What about your job?
Oh, I can be a dental nurse anywhere.
Yeah, but this is a serious move. I'm quite a bit older than you, and, we'd have to think about it carefully. I tell you what, would you like some baklava? Claire, is that you?
Hello, Ollie. On your own?
Of course.
There's no of course about it.
How are you?
I'm all right.
I've missed you.
I had a phone call. I decided to come and ask you straight out.
Ask me what?
Can't you guess?
Come on, love, I'm no good at mysteries.
Honestly, no sooner am I out of the house than you're having an affair with my husband's girlfriend.
What?
I know about you and Gail. I had a phone call at the shop this morning, an anonymous phone call. I felt this high.
Who on earth rang you? Was it someone called Lampard?
Well, I don't know, obviously. And it doesn't matter. Are you going to explain?
Well, what is there to explain? You left me.
I did not leave
so
you.
So I've been having a fling. Nothing to it. Just a bit of fun.
I didn't leave you.
Well, you could have fooled me.
I had to sort things out.
I see. So I'm supposed to sit here night after night, innocently watching Pop Black while you sort things out. With your husband.
Roy was very upset about Gail. I had to tell him.
Oh, serve him right. He's not contacted her once since you went to his place, bald-headed chump.
Yes. He is a bit foolish.
Ah, at last she admits it.
Well, I was upset about her. I still am. But that's why I'm here. I think it's all my fault.
Do you?
You need security. I haven't given it to you.
You're not entirely to blame, Claire.
I know it takes two. But if only I could have had the guts to completely cut myself off from Roy and the whole marriage thing, I'm sure you'd have trusted me more and taken me into your confidence.
I'm a bit of an awkward cuss, you know.
Oh, I've heard through Alex at the club about the promotion. It's wonderful news.
He kept quiet about Gail then.
Yes, he did.
Good for Alex.
Ollie, what I want to say is, I want to come with you.
Ah, do you?
I'll get divorced. Let's go to Cambridgeshire together. Let's make a new start.
A new start?
I'll forget about Gail, everything. Can we do it? Please. It'll be wonderful, romantic all over again, I promise.
Well, we'd have to think about it very carefully.
Three, one, eight. No, he's just popped out. Can I take a message? What's your name? Gail. Oh, yes. No, I don't suppose he can come round right away. It's his dinner time. Well, he's just changing into his tracksuit. To go running, dear. Well, what are these important objects? All right, dear, if you say so. But if he doesn't come racing right to you, don't blame me, all right?
Oi, are you following me? I know your game.
See if you can follow me through the churchyard. Thought it might be you.
Oh, my God. You startled me. Were you hiding behind that gravestone?
This time, I'll ask the questions. Why are you following me?
Let go of my jacket.
Why are you following me?
We all have a job to do.
Why are you following me?
That does hurt, Dr. Burton.
Good. Because I'm sick of being persecuted.
I'm warning you. Don't hit me again. You could be in trouble.
No witnesses. I'm defending myself. I've been pushed, you know. Just because I'm a nice guy. I've been pushed! Now see if you can follow me.
I made it.
What's up?
Come in. I had to see you. I haven't called the police.
Well, Thomas said you mentioned important objects.
I just popped home, because it's my lunchtime, to bring some shopping back. I put the key in the lock, but the door just swung open.
Oh, burglars? Anything missing?
Hardly anything. As far as I can see, from inside the flat, only my desk diary. My camera, my radio, it's all still here.
Who wants your desk diary?
But also, oh, I'm sorry, but I wasn't to know it would happen.
What?
From out the back garden, they've taken your plants.
Oh, I see.
You don't seem too upset.
Well, I suppose I was half expecting it. They're certainly determined when they get going.
Who? Do you know who it was?
No, but I can guess. But they've not won yet. Thomas has still got some plants. Now, don't worry, love. I'll get them out of the country as soon as possible.
Out of the country?
Yes, but first, I'll try and put security off the scent.
Oliver, there's no need to apologize. I never expected you to destroy all your hard work. Well, you have every right to your hobby.
Well, perhaps there's been a misunderstanding. When it comes to some mysterious forces burgling a friend's home to steal a few plants, something has got completely out of proportion. I am not having anybody else hurt. So let me assure you here and now that those were the last plants. And I have no intention of repeating the experiment. The Sal Solera is dead.
Oh, seems rather a shame. They were very tasty.
You might drop a word into the right ear, then maybe the Ministry can call off the Dirty Tricks Department.
Dirty Tricks? Oh, you've been reading too many Penny Dreadfuls. Obviously, when our national existence is threatened, government must take extreme measures, but we are hardly discussing nuclear secrets.
As far as I can see, any secret will be protected simply because it's a secret.
Well, you have a right to your opinion, of course. A privilege not available in every nation.
Anyway, I've decided there's no point in fighting. I'm falling into line.
I see.
I've also made another decision. I've decided to accept the deputy directorship offer, so could you please put things into motion?
I don't think we should rush matters, do you?
I thought that you were...
Your great expertise is, after all, in research, not admin.
I'd like to make the move.
No, you're valuable to us here at the Institute. It's up to you, of course, but give it some more thought.
Yes?
Boss, is it all right to talk?
Oh, yes. Have you noticed my telephone's clear?
Ah, that's right. It doesn't hurt the brain anymore.
So, in spite of his protestations, Daniels must have been dropping words into the right ears. I think they may have called off the hounds, Thomas.
Just a sec.
I've spoken to Ruth Lau. I told her things are getting tight, so I'll take your plants down to her hotel tonight. And she's flying out of the States in the morning.
I've had visitors.
Oh, no. Not Lampard.
Well, they didn't leave a calling card, but they did take the plants.
Oh, no.
I separated them out one by one from amongst me spuds.
Well, that's it, then. We've lost.
Well, not necessarily. But fill your car up and meet me at the Rutland. Half an hour.
Hi. Am I late?
No, I only just made it myself. I got a brandy in for you.
I could do with it, thanks. What's going on?
Well, don't put your foot on that plastic bag. It's got the last half dozen salsoleras in the world.
What?
And that really is the lot.
But I thought you'd tell me.
I broke them up a bit more, didn't I? These are off the wife's allotment.
Brilliant!
Well, don't settle yourself down. Knock back your brandy and then get out on that motorway.
There they are, packed as safely as I can manage.
Well, they should be okay.
This is an awesome moment. The first time I've seen these famous plants.
It is a bit tense.
There's something electric, I guess, sharing a moment of secret drama.
Yes.
You should be traveling with me. See them safely to their new home.
I wish I could. I'll take you to the airport, if I may.
Right.
Tomorrow?
I think you should.
You know, in Geneva, that girl Rosemary introduced us as a joke. Did you realize?
Did she?
I'd said, jovially, that I'd like to meet a sultry oriental beauty.
Something of a cliché.
It was a joke.
Were you disappointed?
No, not at all. I'm glad she did it.
So am I. The Sal Solera could be a great success for us all.
Yes. Now, what I'm saying is that, are you... It's so difficult to say this. Ever since then, I fancied you like mad. I'm sorry.
You put that charmingly.
Thank you.
A little later on, we'll order dinner through room service.
Oh, look. Oh, damn it, there's the airport. I don't want you to go.
I don't want to go, but I have to. I'll be back soon.
I'll be waiting. Do people say this? Ruth, I feel different with you.
Watch the road.
I always mess up relationships, you know. Give it more than a week and I'll destroy it. I know why.
Should you tell me this?
Well, with you, I want to be honest. Because that's my trouble. I always have to keep my real self hidden. It seems that way I can stay in charge. I stay in charge of myself so I can be the one in charge within the relationship.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know why I want that. Somehow, perhaps, I've never really respected other ladies. Well, the truth is, deep down, I never felt they were my equals. Intellectually, I suppose. They couldn't understand me, so I thought the complex genius that I am. So I suppose I had to protect myself. With you, it'll be different. It is different.
It'll end up just the same.
It won't.
You can't change.
I already have done.
It doesn't matter, but don't fool yourself.
Oh, don't hassle me, Claire.
I don't want to know where you were last night. I know you're a bit overwrought at the minute, but I have got some wonderful news I want to tell you.
Look, hang on. Look, this may be America.
Darling, listen, I've talked to Roy. He's agreed to the divorce.
Yeah, hello? Thomas? No, I've not seen the news today. What? Yes? In Miami. Yes, that's right. You're joking. It has to be the one. Oh, no. What about survivors? It's possible. Well, maybe we'll hear something later this evening. Oh, who cares about the blasted plants? I got them out of the country. That was the point. I saw them go. I beat the system. I won. But something else is bothering me. Yeah, I'll speak to you later.
Was that bad news?
It may be. I don't know.
Darling, what do you feel?
What?
About the divorce.
I don't feel anything about it.
Darling, it's...
Listen, Claire. This whole thing has been a mistake. We should never have got involved. Now, let's face it. You came to me on the rebound. The most we ever should have had was a dirty weekend. I've no intention of going with you to Cambridgeshire or anywhere, in fact. I'm not even going to go to Cambridgeshire. I'm going to stay here in my present job because that's what I'm good at. I will not go into admin, I will not join the establishment system, and I will not marry you. So there, that's what I really feel.
I don't believe you.
What?
You're trying to hide something.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. For once, I'm being open, 100% open.
All right, Oliver. I'll be open with you, I'll tell you my secret. This is the real reason I came back. I'm 3 months pregnant.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oliver! Sorry to bother a chap striving up at the sharp end.
Morning, Tony. Didn't often see you down here.
Oh, just passing. Spot of news. Wife all right?
Absolutely.
Infants?
Flourishing.
Splendid. Request from our masters. I'd like to pass it on to you. EEC business, I'm afraid.
Tell me the worst.
Well, they need to test some new vegetable hybrid or other and draw up a whole new tome of regulations, I've no doubt. A new development from our American cousins, I understand. One of these international giants. They want to introduce this object into their unpleasant chain of disgusting fast food restaurants.
What kind of hybrid are we talking about?
Oh, not my field, I'm afraid. But in the States, so they say, it's knocking the French fry for six. Seems to be some kind of spicy tropical-style potato.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Indeed. I remembered your little hobby of 3 or 4 years back. Sounds right up your street.
Do you know who's behind it?
With extraordinary business. I gather it's been developed for them by some high flyer who's not only from India, if you please, but a woman. I don't suppose you know anything about her. Hazard a guess as to who she might be?
No, Director. No. I've no idea at all. I don't move in those circles. You know me, a few pints at the tennis club.
No, quite. Well, how times change. Still, the Yanks do have a flair for these things. It's funny, and we have the ideas, but not, it seems, the get up and go to develop them. I wonder why.
I wonder.
Still, good luck to them. So, I'll feed all the gin on to you, okay?
I presume you'll want me to be discreet.
As always, keep it under wraps.
How's Dorothy?
What? Dorothy? Oh, marvellous. Yes, Dorothy's fine.
She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She wears red feathers and a hooly hooly skirt. She lives on Chesco
nuts and fish fur on the sea. A rose in her hair, a gleam in her eyes, and love in her heart for me.
That was Under Wraps by Chris Allen. Dr. Oliver Burton was played by Clive Francis. Claire Greenwood, Francis Jeter. Dr. Anthony Daniels, John Moffat. Dorothy Daniels, Narissa Knights. Thomas, John Strickland. Alex, Mark Straker. Roy Greenwood, C.J. Allen. Richard Beavis, Alan Ivan. Mr. Lampard, Michael Walker. Gail, Deborah Makepeace. Rosemary Palmer, Helena Breck, Dr. Ruth Lau, Carol Boyd, and the CID Sergeant and the CID Constable by Robert Russell and Richard E. Grant. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.
Our afternoon theatre tomorrow is Caiaphas the Priest by the Czech author Josef Bor. The play is a reinterpretation of what went on behind the scenes during the trial of Jesus. Caiaphas, high priest of the Jews, is fighting to retain what independence he can under the Pax Romana. Forced to fill the crucifixion quota after a riot in Jerusalem, he finds himself obliged to choose between Barabbas, a Jewish nationalist freedom fighter, and Jehoshua, the former Galilean carpenter, latest in a long line of messiahs. Caiaphas comes to realize that the cross is Jehoshua's own goal. Judas Iscariot is no traitor to him, but a loyal follower who betrays his master at Jehoshua's own orders. The play does not so much anticipate the coming history of Christianity as that of Jewry. The shadow of Auschwitz falls over the final scene. It's a delicate subject, with the Jewish elders' compliance with their Roman masters uneasily foreshadowing the pogroms. Caiaphas the Priest is at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. And now, just before the 10 o'clock news, the weather forecast for the United Kingdom for Sunday. Over England, Wales, Northern Ireland and southwest Scotland, many places will again be sunny and dry, with any early morning mist or fog becoming confined to a few coasts of northeast England. In some northern and western areas, it will again be warm, but in eastern England and southern coastal regions, a cool east or southeast wind is likely. Over northern and eastern Scotland, many places will start the day with patchy fog and cloud, but during the morning these misty conditions will become confined to northwest Scotland and eastern coasts. For inland areas, the day will then be warm and mainly sunny, but with isolated thundery showers in the afternoon. And the outlook for Monday and Tuesday, mainly dry with sunny periods, but some rain slowly spreading from the southwest later. That's the weather. Radio 4.